and this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Slentia to Belovo's Cove and to Boudelier's Point and to all places wherever you may be. I'm chuckling because I pulled down the microphone and there is a green and white carnation staring me in the face. Happy day, folks. Good that we can all celebrate together. And yes, you can hear someone celebrating in the background, too. They'll be on in a minute. First, I just want to let you know you are listening to Coast Community Radio, and it's time for Arts Live and Local. If you've been listening, then you know we are in the middle of our biannual pledge drive, membership drive. And I have some people to thank. Lauren in Astoria was inspired by Liam to renew. And Herb in Astoria, big thanks, Herb, who usually is here on Friday supporting Arts Live and Local. And Studio 11 renewed their business membership. Hey, Jamie and John, thank you so much to all of you who have called in and who all of you who will call in. I know there are lots of you just waiting to show your support. As was said, it's even more important these days that we keep this means of communication alive and well right here in the Columbia Pacific region, in the state of Oregon, and in all of our lives. Thanks to the North Coast Food Web for keeping us going this week, supplying breakfast, lunch, and dinner for guests, volunteers, and staff. You can join them. Well, you missed yesterday's, but next month, perhaps, you can join them for the third Thursday River People's Market, 2 to 5:30, at the North Coast Food Web, or just go visit them, 577 18th Street. And now I want to start out with some beautiful music. An album I picked up in Ireland. It's 4 years ago now. Ooh, time flies. By Ian Dunin. I bought it right from him because it was so, his music was so beautiful. This particular piece is called Ancient Rite, and I want to dedicate it to some of the folks who have recently left us, Lois and Cordy, Jerry and Darren and Margaret. Ancient Rite explores the veils between the worlds as spirits enter and leave. The blackbird was recorded outside the window singing live to the track. Thanks for being here, folks. Stay tuned and do call us, 503-325-0010. Thank you. Thank you for all the musicians who give us ways of expressing things that we sometimes fail in words. And then there are those who don't fail in words, and that's the playwrights. And right here with me, I've got two people. Only, I suspect, only one of them is going to speak. The other one already spoke, for some of you who heard a bit of a sound in the background. Hey, Brooke Flood, how you doing?
Good.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Brooke has been here many times on behalf of PAPA, Peninsula Association of Performing Artists. Only this time she walked in the door with a very strange shape. And I'm going like, whoa, what do you have there? And there he is, little tiny William. How old is William?
He's 1 month today.
1 month yep. today. Well, mazel tov to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But that's not slowing Brooke down. She's here to tell us about the auditions that are coming up. And this play is being directed, am I right, by Barbara Polshuk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
The best.
She just turned 90 this year.
And that certainly hasn't slowed her down.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
And she found...
There you go. William is speaking up. Good
she,
job.
She found this play. She loves me. And
I'm sure she does.
Yes. And, and she absolutely fell in love with it. It has a score from the composers of Fiddler on the Roof.
Ah.
Which surprised me because I had never heard that. And the first time it went on Broadway, it tanked. It was a total flop.
Whoa.
Yep.
Why? Do you know why?
I have no idea.
So tell us a little something about it. First, let me remind you folks, we're in Pledge Drive, but I'm not going to interrupt the interviews. So why don't you just pick up your phones and call, and I will let you know that this play isn't going on yet, but tomorrow night, the Liberty is presenting some incredible music. I'll tell you about it later, and you can get yourself a couple of tickets. And I've got beautiful artwork here for you, too. We'll get back to that. 503-325-0010, 800-518-0010. And now, Elizabeth just walked in.
Okay. I very quickly want to thank some people.
Oh. Okay.
I want to thank a brand new business member.
Oh.
Brand new business member, Cannon Beach Book Company.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Thank you so much for becoming a business member. Thank
you. Wonderful. Wonderful. Welcome.
Thank you, the Brownsmead Flats, for renewing their business membership.
Oh, right.
Thank you, guys.
Beach Flats, we love you.
Thank you, Lisa from Long Beach, for your donation.
Oh, thank you, Lisa, forever and ever.
And I have one more thank you from Mary Ann in Astoria in gratitude for everything we do. And her kids grew up listening to KMUN. And she sends lots of love to you, Carol.
Thank you. Thank you, Ma. You know how much you are loved and appreciated by all of us in this community. And we had one more. We had a donation from Juanita who walked her donation right in here. So thank you, everybody. We're moving right along. And now we're going to get back to the arts. Yay, Brooke. So why don't you give us tell us a little bit about the play, because you already told us it flopped when it began.
Yeah.
How could it flop?
I have no idea, but they just brought it back on Broadway.
Recently?
Recently. Broadway Revival, and it was amazing. And it was the first ever live recorded to broadcast. You can download it. You go on the internet and you can like rent it and watch a professional videotape of a live Broadway show.
Fantastic.
It's the first time they've ever done that, and it's magnificent.
So who were the creators? Do you have that there?
I do. Let's see. It was originally written in 1937 by Miklos Laszlo. It was a play.
Which would be a Hungarian.
Yes.
Okay.
It was in Budapest, Hungary.
Yep, there you go.
The Parfumery. And it had a couple versions, Shop Around the Corner.
Year did you say that was?
1937. Yeah.
Wow.
In 47, he wrote the screenplay Shop Around the Corner with Jimmy Stewart, Margaret Sullivan. And then it became a musical in 49 with Judy Garland and Van Johnson.
But wait, it wasn't a flop with Judy Garland.
No.
Okay.
No. No. Okay. And then Joe Mastroff wrote the book for the musical that's now She Loves Me. The lyrics are by Sheldon Harnick and the music by Jerry Brock, which is
yes.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Exactly. Harnick and Brock, yes.
Yes. And it's wow. It's witty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a love story, but it's got a lot of kick and pizzazz.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun.
I should mention that kick and pizzazz are what Brooke was known for. When did you start doing dance and in your life and then in the shows on the peninsula?
I started with Barbara Pulshock voice and piano when I was 7. And I think it was about the same time I started taking dance from my mother.
Right, Cindy Flood.
Uh-huh. And, yes. And they kind of kept me going until Papa came into existence when I was 16, I think.
Okay, and that again is Peninsula Association of Performing Artists. But I like that Papa business. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. And so then I just have kept dancing ever
right.
since.
And choreographing. And
mm-hmm.
What was the last one? Didn't I just see you last year?
Yeah, last year we did Once Upon a Mattress.
And I have to say, because we've all seen it so many times, that was my favorite production. You guys kicked it out of the ballpark, except it was fantastic. And part of that is it's about the music and the dance.
Mm-hmm.
So how many characters are in She Loves Me? It sounds as though it should just be two people. But.
Right. Well, you have your main couple who work in this perfumery,
mm-hmm.
and they hate each other.
Oh, lovely.
But secretly, they are writing anonymous love letters to each other and, of course, falling completely in love.
I think we've heard this script before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And this is where it originated. But along in that shop, there's a handful of other comic players.
Uh-huh.
And so there's about 8, you know, bigger main parts, and then a number of chorus, and you know, that's Barbara's. How many do you
yes.
want, Barbara? How few do you want, Barbara? And
right.
she just makes it work.
She does. Barbara is a little bit of everything, including a composer as well as a director and a musician. So Fort Columbia Theater is a wonderful place. For those of you who aren't familiar, even if you live around here, it's coming from Astoria, being Astoria-centric here, going over the bridge to the peninsula, and then you keep your eyes on the left, and
yep.
you will be turning in as if you're going to the park, but then you immediately take a right turn, and there is this lovely, sweet building that has been the home for lots of wonderful productions. So you've got auditions happening for this. Do you have anyone cast yet? Or
no.
Nothing?
Nope.
Okay.
We have just a lot of hope for a lot of people to show up with a lot of energy.
So do they need to be able to sing and dance? Or
you know, dancing is not so much in this show.
Okay.
Like Once Upon a Mattress, you had the big dance numbers.
Yes.
This show, you kind of take dancers where you can get them.
Okay.
And it's singing and acting. And, you know, if you're positive, maybe a little witty, that's going to help you out too.
A little obnoxious. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you do need to be able to sing or carry a tune, or are there parts for people who just can be in the chorus?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so I have seen Barbara take tone deaf people and make them sing in a musical. So.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that she can work with anyone.
You know, that's a great point. In fact, this may be a wonderful opportunity to expose yourself to Barbara Pulshock, which already is an experience, but also learn about breathing and singing and making music
mm-hmm.
from an expert.
Oh, yeah.
Expert. So that would be wonderful. Okay, so these are happening, this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, from 2 to 4:30, is that right?
It's Saturday, yeah. Saturday and Sunday. 2 to 4:30, right on top of the tunnel at Fort Columbia.
On top of the tunnel, there you go. Okay, you're going to tie balloons there or something so people will know where to find? No, they know. You need to just check it out. And you can probably, if you aren't familiar with that, you can probably look it up on the web. It's Fort Columbia
Theater? Is that mm-hmm. the official
yeah.
name?
Yeah, and we have, if you go to papatheater.org,
that's better. Yeah.
Then there's numbers you can call.
That's good.
And even if you're not an actor or a singer, we're looking for builders, painters, makeup artists.
The whole schmear.
You just want to bake some cookies.
Okay.
You know?
Whoa.
And you can show up to auditions and say, hey, put me to work.
Right.
I'm here to help volunteer.
What a great opportunity to get together with a bunch of people. And it's, if you live on the Oregon side, this is actually quite close. It's closer than my house is. So that's wonderful. So what are you going to be doing in the play, Brooke?
I will strictly be assisting Barbara.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to learn about all
wonderful.
That I can from her about
sure.
directing and
wonderful.
Be her feet.
Okay. And what is William going to do?
You know, he's going to observe
I see.
A lot.
Observe and absorb. Okay, William is Brooke's one-month-old baby. So in case you tuned in late. Again, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
This is going to be another terrific production. When is the play actually going to be happening?
It'll start early July.
Oh, wow. You guys get an early start.
Yeah. So we start kind of mid-April.
Rehearsing. Okay. Yep. So you've got plenty of time to warm up. Mm-hmm. Best thing to do, as Brooke said, go to Papa Theater, and that's ER.org. Or call 360-244-1454. But if you go to the website, you can check it all out and see. And if you still have questions, give a call, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's a delight. Thank you for having both of us.
Wonderful. Hey, wait a minute. This is William's first time on the radio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Starting young.
I am honored. We at Coast Community Radio are honored to have... to be William's first experience. I have a lot of older people first, but that's my youngest. So thanks, Brooke.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Coast Community Radio. The numbers here are 503-325-0010 or 800-518-0010. I'd love to hear from you. You can call when the music's on if you don't want to miss the interviews with the fabulous artists who come week after week. And let me tell you, I mentioned something about the tickets. The Liberty Theater is tomorrow evening. First of all, if you've never been to the Liberty Theater, this is a great opportunity. Get yourself these tickets and go. In addition, you'll have the group Ages and Ages with alternative indie band leaders Tim Perry and Rob Oberdorfer. And apparently they took a trip to Central America. I just really enjoyed this image. Wandered in the indigenous ruins and were struck with the impermanence of human civilization and the resilience of nature. We all need hope and inspiration, especially these days, and that line gives me inspiration. And they are from Portland. The other band, the Cave Singers, is from Seattle, and with Peter Quirk, a freestyle troubadour. And I actually went online last night and watched. I ended up listening to a whole concert they did up at the experimental place up in Seattle. Paul Allen's place, and it was terrific. So you can get yourself these tickets for a $60 donation. You get yourself $50 worth of tickets. You do the math. And in the meantime, I'm looking over. I've got special things for a poet. I have a beautiful Noel Thomas nude, and I also have a Scott Johnson painting. So give us a call, 503-325-0010. Make your membership. And I had here it is. Okay. I have actually a challenge grant from Roger Bassett. It's for $100, and I would love to see us take Roger, give his $100. So call in with a $100 pledge. A $50, a $60 pledge, $25, whatever you would like. Every dollar is matched up to $100. Thanks so much, folks. And now some music from one of our local favorites, and that would be Maggie and the Cats. And they are playing tonight at Gala. That's hip. No, no hip. That's fish in Finnish.
The word is about there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating. Style is growing, but they don't know if it's coming or going. There is fashion, there is fad. Some is good, some is bad. But the joke is rather sad that it's all just a little bit of history.
Yes, history repeating. I don't know if we've ever had a story like the one we've got right now. But we're here to talk about the arts and about community radio. And I do want to thank Pat from Ocean Park. Thank you very much for your renewal. Folks, you're doing great calling in. I do, however, I put the challenge grant out after Pat because I found the paper while she was already on the phone. So you have a chance to double your money up to $100, and thank you to Roger Bassett. Well, my friend Rick Crawford is here, and Rick wears many hats. He's wearing one now, although you know what? He's not wearing a KMUN hat.
No.
We have these brand new fantastic hats. They're really fun. And for those people who are a little squeamish, whatever the word is about.
Squeamish.
That sounds like that's squim up in Washington. For those
oh,
of
him.
You, who basically aren't that keen on baseball hats, this is, you'll like this. So get yourself a hat. That's a $60 donation right there. And most of all, remember, you are doing this because you support this radio station where over 100 volunteers keep it going, including some friends of Rick's, I understand. Okay. Well, Rick I'm going to let him pronounce everything, even though I do pride myself on my French. I can say he is part of L'Art et la matière collaboration. And this is happening in France with the Association for Artistic Wood Turning. You getting the picture, folks? Rick is a sculptor in wood and metal. And I'm going to ask him more about it, but I will say that I know, because I've seen, he uses repurposed materials and found objects. And every time I see him, I admire this piece that he wears around his neck. And he told me, what did you tell me about that piece?
Oh, I just basically made stuff.
out of other stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. It's this particular, it's a necklace. Anybody that's seen me around town has seen me wearing it. I've been wearing it exclusively for about 4 years now. And it's a Atlantic sea snail shell that I found washed up on the beach after a really slow-moving tropical storm in Florida. And it kind of represented the anguish that I was going through, because I was living on the beach, and all I could do is sit there and watch the waves lapping at the sand dune, saying, please don't come over the sand dune. And that was my mantra for 2.5 days. It's how slowly the storm went.
Wow.
And so after the storm, I went up to Matanzas Inlet, which is below St. Augustine, which was my local favorite shelling ground, beachcombing ground. And it was just littered. I mean, just littered.
Oh,
I carry a gallon bucket, and it was overflowing. Wow. My pockets were overflowing. I couldn't help but pick up all these amazing bits and pieces.
So there were shells, but there were also pieces of wood? Is that
mostly just bits and pieces of seashells. Which I really love the forms in nature, especially the shells. You have what's called the helix. And when you get these fragments, you get to look inside. And to me, that is just pure magic. And that is what I try to emulate in my work quite a bit. And so this necklace came together with other recycled, repurposed bits and pieces. And it's my personal talisman. It creates problems when I go through the TSA, because I won't take it off. And so they're always running their wand over me, looking for hidden devices.
Tell me, Rick, where are you from?
I was born in Cincinnati.
Okay.
I never really lived there very much. My first memory of life was an oil camp in Venezuela.
Oh.
I lived there for 5 years.
With your family?
With my family. Mm-hmm. My father was a microbiologist. He ran the medical lab at the oil camp hospital. I attempted to grow up in South Florida. I say attempted. It never, ever took. I'm sorry.
The South Florida or the growing up?
Both. this was south of Miami, down in the county, an area called Perrine Cutler Ridge.
So where did you start? First of all, were you making art from a very young age?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
When did you start incorporating found objects and natural objects and...
That came along probably in my early teens. Actually, yeah, my early teens. I probably did my first real carving with a pocket knife and a piece of palm frond branch. And I made a tiki god, which I hung around my neck, and later had it hanging from the mirror of my 64 Volkswagen panel van, which I lived in for a couple of years as a young hippie. Imagine that.
Yeah, so what's interesting is that nowadays found or trash art or found art is very popular, and that's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are picking up all kinds of things. Unfortunately, a lot of it is the garbage, like plastic and stuff. It's good that people are picking it up, but it's horrific that it's all there. But people are making some beautiful things out of it.
Oh, yeah.
But that wasn't always a popular thing to do.
No.
So what inspired you? Did you just...
I would think that the main impetus for me was the fact that I got a bachelor's degree in environmental science from the University of North Carolina at Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
And I was studying initially waste management.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking... Yeah.
There you go.
And I wound up getting my degree in environmental land use planning. But all the time, I was so much involved with recycling, repurposing.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another, and I started making really cool little keepsake boxes out of shipping pallet wood that I found. And this wood is from all over the world. It's gorgeous.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So scrap wood, quote
scrap
unquote,
wood,
turns
literally.
Out to be good material for art.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And so tell us about this, what the heck you're doing, and the name of the town in France.
It's a little town called Aiguin.
Okay.
And it is in the Alps section of Provence in France.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a 1600s era town, all stone and weathered wood. It's a really terrible place for artists to hang out. It's just so full of inspiration.
Exactly.
cute little town, walkable, cobblestone streets. It's the location for the a school, a wood turning school, internationally known. Ecole Escalin. And it came about because Aiguin was the center of wood turning for the balls that were used in bowls, the French game of, it's kind,
oh,
kind of
yes.
like a long lawn
bowl. The spheres.
And
right.
Yeah, these spheres.
Right, right.
And after World War II,
mm-hmm.
the activity died out. And finally, they were down to one practicing turner.
Mm.
And then when he died out, the city fathers said, we've got to bring this back. And so they had this old school that was vacant, and they decided to turn that into a wood-turning school. And
how did you find it?
I was aware of the school via my association with the American Association of Woodturners.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also aware of some of the educators there, and including the director, Jean-François Escalin.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across an announcement for the collaboration seminar for June of 2015, which I wound up attending.
Mm.
And so I emailed saying, how do I apply to this?
Mm-hmm.
And I get an email back from Alain Meillon, who I had met in San Jose, I believe in 2012, at a wood turn symposium, and he remembered me. And he said, of course you can apply. And I applied, and I got accepted. You have to be accepted into this.
So the this is what? Is it a workshop, a class?
It's a week-long artist collaboration where you actually work in collaboration with other international artists, all hand-selected artists of various mediums. I mean, we got blacksmiths, welders, ceramic, glass, painters, fabric. There's a hat maker. She'll be back. She makes these really cool, whimsical hats.
For some reason, I thought it was all wood.
Oh, no.
So that's fabulous.
So we're making...
So how does a collaboration work in this case? What happens?
Well, we have an opening night.
Okay.
Where we there's a slideshow up, and each of us will have three images on the slideshow. And when our images come up, we stand up and start talking about our work.
Got it.
And that gives each participant an idea of mm-hmm. what your forte is, what your skill set is. And there's a resource tent with tables just littered with donated items, cast-offs from previous projects, artistic mess-ups, otherwise known as artistic opportunities that are left there. Mm-hmm. And we start picking through, and our mind just takes off.
Yeah.
As, I can see this, and if I could get this person and this person
got
and this
it.
Person, and people can't see my hands going like that
right now,
but my hands are going like that.
So what about language, though? Is
the
it
language can be
English,
a challenge.
Or, yeah.
I speak very little French.
Yeah.
Some of them spoke some decent English. Alain makes a very good interpreter when mm-hmm. I need him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple others. Pascal Audet, who speaks very good English. Jean-François. So... It's not a total barrier because mm-hmm. you're still speaking through art. You can draw.
Absolutely, and especially since you've seen the other people's work in the slides.
Yes.
Without the words even, you can get an idea. That sounds dynamite. So you went in 15, had a blast, so you applied again for this year?
I applied again for this one and got accepted.
Wonderful.
And I am one of three international artists from outside of France.
Yes, nice. Yeah. Very nice. What an honor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I am tickled.
Yeah, and joy. I'm sure you're going to. Yeah. So have you been studying your French now, Rick?
A little bit. I am a visual learner, and I've got to see it written down, and I'm a slow learner.
Then don't waste your time on that. Focus on what your forte is, and I'm sure it's going to be
a
fantastic addition. So when does that happen?
That happens in June, the 11th through the 17th is the actual collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have on 17th is a Saturday. That's our auction. And we auction everything off.
Oh, wonderful.
And the proceeds from the auction go to fuel the next one for 2017.
So do some of the community people come in, too?
The community people come in. Collectors come in from worldwide.
Oh, I see. So this is quite the... Okay, now, if somebody wanted to read a little bit about this, is there someplace they could find it?
Yes. Probably the best place is aftab.org. I believe it's .org.
You said AFT.
Yeah. AFTAB.
AB.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the French Association of Woodturners.
Got it. Okay.
And they have an announcement on their website, and their website is both in French and English. Just click on the flag.
Right. I wrote down French Association for Artistic Woodturning, but that obviously doesn't match AFTAB.
No.
That's the French. So,
right.
Okay. Well, I don't have a lot of more time, but I did want to mention that the other thing that the thing that Rick and I do together actually is the Arts Council of Clatsop County.
Yes.
And I noticed in today's Coast Weekend that a photograph actually of Sarah Nebaker presenting the scholarship check to Drea Frost, who received the first annual Royal Nebaker Scholarship, and the applications for that are now available, which is pretty exciting. You can go to, you can email info@nebaker-fund.org and find out more about it. There's some for high school kids and there's some for adults.
Yeah, there's two separate scholarships.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the we're dealing with a lot of other stuff. As those of you who live around here know, the arts and culture are incredibly alive and well here. And you know how that happens? That happens because of collaborations and community support. Oh, community support for a community radio station.
Go figure.
That would be lovely. 503-325-0010, 800-518-0010. You still have time to pick up Roger Bassett's challenge grant and make your $100 turn into $200 or your $50 turn into $100. You can do the rest of the math and get yourself a wonderful thank you gift, or just come on by or go to coastradio.org, click on the donate button. There are many ways for you to support this station. I personally would ask you to think about any time that you have benefited from hearing an artist on this show. I've been doing the show for about 15 years before me. Cindy Price did it. Doug Sweet started the magazine show. There have been other hosts as well. And we're all volunteers, and we do it because we really believe in arts and culture and in our community and in radio. And so it's behooves you to join the party, join the family, pick up the phone, 503-325-0010, 800-518-0010. You think that's a good idea, Rick?
I think it's an excellent idea. Now more than ever, thanks to the news coming down from on high.
Mm-hmm. We need the arts.
We need the arts.
And we need the creativity and the problem solving, the creative problem solving that the arts bring us. KMUN brings you a little of everything. KMUN itself is an art form, as far as I'm concerned. I heard Liam this morning talking about being 68, and this station, we turn 34. Our birthday is April 17th. We will be 34 years old, going into our 35th year on the air, almost completely volunteer-operated, but all those things that need to be paid for need you to help participate. So give us a call, folks, or go on the web. You can do PayPal, all those good things, and get yourself a beautiful gift, piece of art, a Noel nude, a glass ball from Fern Hill. There's music. There's lots of ways you can find to get yourself thanked. And I am going to say thank you to Rick Crawford. I hope you have a very bon voyage.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Have to come back after this experience and
tell about it.
Tell about it. And maybe, yeah, and maybe hold up something to the microphone so everybody can see the artwork too.
Oh, yeah. That's the modern technology. We're working on that.
There you go. Okay. Thanks so much. And congratulations on being selected to be part of that. That's terrific honor. Yeah.
As an aside, Coast Weekend is doing an article on me, which will be coming out shortly.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. So keep your eyes open. Rick Crawford. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for inviting me.
And here is a piece of music. We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day as well as Pledge Drive Week, and there's stuff happening all over town. I told you about Maggie and the Cats at Gala. My next guest is going to tell you about the Snake Skinners at the Sand Trap. Duffy's, you've been hearing about all week. The Liberty has Astoria High School music fundraiser Beyond the Sound. And Kate and Luke and Katie are playing with them as well. All the bands and orchestra and choir. And then tomorrow night, Ages and Ages and the Cave Singers. And we do have tickets for you. And then Sunday, there is an opportunity to toast Michael Foster and Hal Snow, who left us this year, 1 o'clock at the Liberty. And also Sweet Basil's is celebrating with Adams and Costello. And I hope to get a song of theirs in too. But first, let's have this. Thanks for listening, folks. This is Coast Community Radio.
شعره شنو ميلن خالي برا ماما غور مدرو كي خلن كراغ مور منار مخلان هين ويل مخر مشعره اغني مينن خالي برا I am Ireland. I am older than the old woman of Berra. Great is my glory. I who gave birth to Cuchulainn the Brave. Great is my shame. My family have sold their mother. I am Ireland. I am lonelier than the old woman of Berra.
Yes, and that I am Ireland. That is,
what is it, Carol?
Good, good. Which I have to grab and see which album I'm
While Carol grabs the album, I'll give those phone numbers
here. It is
503-325-0010 to call and pledge for Arts Live and Local. Carol, you're doing a great job, and we thank everyone who has called and walked in. But we have a challenge to meet, a challenge from Roger Bassett. He's put $100 on the table. We need that $100 matched. Your money goes twice as far if you can join at any level. $25 magically becomes $50.
Isn't that wonderful?
I love that.
I know.
I love challenges.
It's amazing. We should have those kinds of challenges in our lives instead of some of the ones we do have.
Yeah.
It's true. Roger's got the money on the table. And all you fabulous folks who have donated, a big thank you to you. My last guest might be stuck in traffic. And if that's the case, then I'm disappointed because I was really looking forward to seeing her. And if she comes in, she will slip right in because she's a radio natural. But in the meantime, you can call
1-800-518-0010, toll free for all our listeners around the world, and local 503-325-0010. We have a challenge we need to make. So we need to make $100 in any increments. $25 budget membership, you can cover the whole thing with $100. But your money goes twice as far right now. Support this show. This is a wonderful program. People from all over the place come in and play music and talk about their art openings and dance and theater. This is a meeting place for artists. If you support that, please call us right now. 503-325-0010.
I think I'm the lucky one because I get to meet all these great people, including my youngest guest, who turned 1 month young today.
That's right.
That was my youngest guest ever.
I saw the papoose.
That was great. Well, you know, I did want to let folks know that piece you just heard is from an album by Paul McAdam, and I met him there. Actually, it was Ann Feeney. I went with her on this trip with a whole bunch of
Ann Feeney?
The Ann Feeney. There were 26 of us, mostly labor activists, and we had a fabulous time. And this artist, this musician, was just amazing. I bought all four of the albums that he had, and I still play them. That was that particular one. Just the piece, and I wanted, I really appreciate languages, so I like the fact that it was spoken in Irish as well as in English.
Is that Gaelic or Irish?
Well, it's funny you ask, because some people call it Gaelic or Gaelic.
Gaelic.
And that's okay. But if you're in Ireland, they call it Irish. And there are a lot of Irish speakers. And that's their first language. Today, I was there 4 years ago, but I'm sure it's today as well. They speak English fluently as well. But it's pretty darn impressive to hear people get together. And
I'm going to go answer the phones.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, people, for calling. It's very impressive to hear folks just having a conversation among themselves in Gaelic, or rather in Irish. And I was very lucky because I got to be on Irish television. I went to a concert, and it was a dance concert, and not Irish dancing. No, it was actually called The Cure, and it was a modern dance. Yes, it was referring to AIDS and other such. It was very, very powerful. And the radio station BBC Four came to interview us, but in Ireland, that is the Irish station. Fortunately, they interviewed me in English, but I was very honored.
You don't speak Gaelic?
Funny about that.
Garlic?
Garlic. I eat a lot of garlic. I don't speak Irish or Scottish or Gaelic or Welsh or lots of those languages that are very hard to pronounce, but beautiful to listen to.
Thank you. The calls are coming in.
And we appreciate that.
325-0010.
I did tell you about some of the things happening. I'm going to tell you a few more things, and I also have a piece by Adams and Costello, who are playing tonight at Sweet Basil's in Cannon Beach, and they were my guests. And this was, at that point, a brand new album.
Brand new.
Brand new. And I wanted to play this particular song for you, or at least start it, Invincible. It's got a message, too. And we all have to be listening and communicating with each other, verbally or non-verbally, as the case may be.
Yes.
Adams and Costello.
You're trying to break me, and I am unbroken. You're trying to make me, my will's unspoken. I got an army of tears in my confession. And I got some wisdom in these years. Baby, you need a lesson. I am so small, but I am invincible. Better believe it. You're trying to take me.
Adams and Costello with a terrific song, Invincible, from their new album. And again, they're playing tonight at Sweet Basil's. It's true. And we did fulfill our matching grant.
Yay.
And I want to thank our mayor, Arlene. Oh, my God. My last guest is here very quickly. I'm going to grab her so she has a chance to speak because we only have 5 minutes left on the air.
Let's thank some folks.
Let me get my thanks in here. So thanks to Mayor Arlene from
Astoria.
Thank you, Arlene. And also thanks to Fiona on the green banks of Young's Bay. You are hilarious. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Astoria Real Estate.
Oh,
renewing their business membership. Thank you, Astoria Real Estate.
They're also underwriters for Troll Radio.
They are big supporters of us. Thank you, Astoria Real Estate. Also sold me my house.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, guess what? We waited long enough. And
sorry.
Sandy's here. Sandy Bradley is here. Sandy Bradley, who used to be, it's been a few years, but she's still in the hearts and minds of so many people as Sandy's Potluck, Sandy Bradley's Potluck. But that was before she moved here.
That's right.
And now here, let's see. You want to bring that mic a little?
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tip it down a little bit. We got new configurations. There we go. Sandy is playing. She is, she's a farmer these days. Am I right?
I am.
A big time farmer. You got goats?
Yeah, goats and sheep and donkeys and chickens and ducks and geese and pigs.
I love it.
Larry does most of the work and I eat.
Oh, well, you don't look as though you're overeating.
I'm eating enough.
Okay. Oh, yes. You look terrific. It's wonderful to see you. But Sandy is here not just for a pretty face. She's here because she is part of the Snake Skinners.
That's right. Spud and the Snake Skinners.
And that would be, of course, Spud Siegel. And who else is in that?
Bill, Mick Doherty.
Mick Doherty on Hammer Dulcimer.
Right? And Bill Ulig.
Bill, you got on stand-up bass. Uh-huh. It's a fantastic band. I've heard you guys before.
That's right. You were there last St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. So that was, this is at the Sand Trap, which is a McMenamin Sand Trap in Gearhart.
In Gearhart, yep.
And usually their Friday night gigs start at 7, but this time you guys are starting at 6.
Yeah, so 6 to 9.
Boogie on over there.
Yeah, you can eat and drink a long time before you run out of music.
Oh. And you're going to be playing some Irish stuff now?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that? Do you guys know Irish?
I mean, we play 2 or 3 Irish gigs a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Are any of you Irish?
Yes, Bud is, and I'm part, and Doherty,
Mick Doherty, yeah. He's an obvious one. Spud Siegel, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, but Spud, potatoes are an Irish thing. Oh. So, and that's why it's the snake skinners, too, because...
I love it, Sandy. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you explained
that. He chased the snakes out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oh, he did. That's right. And just like St. Or who chased the grasshoppers out of Finland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Some of these stories. So do you play music on your own or to their animals? Do they like to be...
Oh, no. I leave town to play. Okay. Sometimes people come out and play with me there, but mostly I go to Seattle, Portland, or Astoria to play music.
So you're playing with some of your old friends in Seattle as well?
Yeah, a few.
Uh-huh.
But a lot with Spud, really.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
We've become a popular band.
I can imagine you would be. Two fabulous musicians who also have lots of stories to tell. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to kidnap Sandy another time. Maybe bring her down and with an instrument of some. What are you playing? You're playing guitar.
I play guitar, but I never play it alone. So you're going to have to fill it in.
Well, back in the old days, it was... what did
Jerry and Greg...
Greg, yeah, what was that called? Those
Small Wonder String
Small
Band.
Wonders. Oh, God, that was so cool.
They were so fun.
Yes, yes.
Well, they really still were like that all the time.
I know.
And smiling and cheerful.
Beautiful people. Beautiful. I know. And I haven't heard them in a long time, but I don't get up to Seattle very much. So
they travel.
Okay. Well, we should get them all down here. Maybe we'd get you off the farm as well. So Sandy Bradley is on guitar. Again, Bill Ulig on stand-up bass. Mick Doherty on hammer dulcimer. And I also want to mention, and of course, Spud, we know, is on mandolin and fiddle. This is all happening from 6 to 9 or 9:30 at the Sand Trap in Gearhart. I want to mention that as long as Mick was coming down, he and his wife, Deb Chase, are the Oregon puppet. Oh, boy. I wrote it down here really loud and clear, but it jumped out of my head. But tomorrow they are going to be at the Tolovana Arts Colony. They are the Oregon. Tomorrow is Saturday at 3 p.m. The Oregon Shadow Theater. You can go online. OregonShadowTheater.com presents Thumbelina. And again, it's at 3 o'clock. It's free. It's at Tolovana Hall in Cannon Beach. And they are terrific. I've known Deb doing puppets for 30 years. And one more thing that's happening on Sunday that I mustn't forget. Women of the World, if you missed it here, go to Raymond for Sunday Afternoon Live, Women of the World at 2 o'clock. Yes, Elizabeth is here.
I forgot to say that Astoria Real Estate renewed their business membership in memory of Lois Morford.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Janet.
Mm-hmm. I also want to thank Linda from Astoria for your renewal. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Mark from Olney, for your renewal. Thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you so much. And you know what? We are out of time. And boy, Lois is definitely presente for sure. No question about it. Mary Ann and Janet and me. And I want to thank all of you who called in or came in supporting the arts and also supporting, most of all, Coast Community Radio. Juanita, Lisa, the Brownsmead Flats, my people, Cannon Beach Book Company, a new business. Thank you. What a joy. Marianne, we love you. And Herb, See you again on Friday. Best of luck to your mom and Pat and Linda and Mark from all over. And, of course, then there's Fiona and Mayor Arlene. And, yes, thank you, folks, and Astoria Real Estate. Thank you all. And it is time to go into the next show. Sandy Bradley, we're going to have to, I swear, I'm going to come and lasso you and bring you back.
When one of my cars is running.
I knew something happened. I was hoping you hadn't gotten washed away because it was raining so hard. But it is time for our next show. And so this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, coastradio.org. Thank you, everybody. 503-325-0010. You did me proud. And keep supporting Coast Community Radio. You know we need us more than ever. Right, Sandy?
Right.